Hello and welcome to the AFP Protection Operations Remote Stations Information Podcast, where you can hear firsthand from Protective Service Officers on what it's like to work and live in some of Australia's most unique and rewarding locations. Hello Dave, how you going?
Yeah, good mate, good.
Good to hear. In the middle of a, or in the back end of a day shift for you.
Yeah, been a cruisy day.
Excellent. Cruisy day cruising around the naval base here in Exmouth.
Yeah. We got a big area, but it's quite pleasant.
That's good to hear. So tell us a bit about Exmouth. How long have you been living here for?
Yeah, I've been here about 13, 14 years. I first come up, I was doing fly-in, fly-out stuff from here.
Okay.
And then I joined the AFP. I've been with the AFP for nearly 10 years now. But, we got the best job in Exmouth. The AFP boys.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
So, what was your previous work here? So
you say fly in, fly out? Concrete repair work plus carpentry.
Heavy duty stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So you love Exmouth. Obviously, been here decade plus. What are some of the things that keep you here?
Oh well, I'm a pretty avid fisherman.
Yep.
So you get the best fishing in Australia here. Well, nearly the world here. You. Game fishing as well as bottom species. The diving's excellent, snorkeling as well, surfing, anything in water sports, it's here.
Yeah. You got it's the whole works.
It's
if you like the water, it's got everything.
Yeah,
it's got every box.
Yeah, you can do anything in there. Yeah.
And even if it gets too hot.
Oh, well, that's the best way to cool off with a cold beer and fishing.
Because it does get hot here, and that's one of the things
Sometimes you have 46 degrees, but dry heat, not humidity, which is better. Because I'm from Queensland originally, and the heat over there with the humidity is worse than here.
Yep.
And that's on the same Tropic of Capricorn.
Okay, yep.
So, yeah, I've been to both.
Describe the sort of your living arrangements here in Exmouth. It's a pretty small town.
Yeah, there's about 2,500 to 3,000, I think. That's the last count I know of, that are here all the time. And then it escalates to 12,000 to 13,000 in peak seasons for tourists.
Where do they keep them all?
Yeah, they got caravan parks and a lot of rentals as well. Families come up renting.
Right. And campers.
Yeah, campers, yeah. They've got all that facilities there. National Park, which is brilliant. Actually, it's quite nice there.
Is that somewhere you'd take someone when they first came to Exmouth?
Yeah, there's all different campsites around there.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's very, very nice. Lovely turquoise bay and all that. You drift snorkel, which, you don't even have to paddle. just let the tide take you.
Oh, sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Your general living day-to-day in Exmouth, how do you find that? I know that's a little bit more expensive because of the location.
Yeah, but you expect that, I suppose. Yeah, it's away from everything, but it hasn't got the, like the fast food outlets. It's got healthier food, actually, which is probably a good thing.
And you can catch the best food in the ocean.
I've never bought fish and chips here. So I don't know. I've never had to. That's a big plus. And but the restaurants we do have here, I've had a lot of visitors come and stay with me, and they love them. They love the restaurants to eat out here. So that's a good plus.
I guess that tourism factor that has they have to lift their game a bit, don't they?
Yeah. Otherwise, they just won't get them coming. That all goes well.
Mm. Do you own a place here, or do you rent?
Yeah, no, I bought my place simply because I thought it was a good investment as well.
Yep.
But like anywhere, it's gone down a little bit, but I won't lose money on it. It's going to come back again.
Yeah.
So it is definitely worth buying here.
Exmouth has always been a place that's maintained its value, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it's only going to get better with more stuff happening in town, more business opportunities, and some with the gas out there as well, and other projects happened down at the bottom of the Gulf. I'm not 100% sure on them, but they are going to go ahead.
for people coming across and they want to just start off renting, is the rental market really competitive in Exmouth? Is there a bit around for people?
I don't really know because I've never rented here.
Yeah, okay.
I just bought straight up. But as far as I know, that it's quite affordable.
Yeah.
Well,
that's good to hear.
Yeah.
So that, as you said before, it just dropped a bit.
Yeah. And so the rents have dropped a bit as well. So, it all evens out. So, I know a lot of people who are renting and they haven't been whinging too much anyway. They always whinge, but, it's dead money to me.
Yeah. So you love it here in the remote Exmouth. Do you ever get down to see the big smoke or doesn't?
Yeah, get down to Perth, but very rare. Yeah, I only when I have to.
Yeah, when you really have to.
Yeah, because I'm from Queensland originally, and I travel a bit back there. I've got a big family, so I always get time to go down there. But all too big for me. It's lovely here, not a roundabout and not a street traffic signs.